All right, it is 10 minutes after the hour on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. This may feel like your Monday if you're just back from the long holiday break. For some, it was a nice extended period of time off. And looking all tan and like he's just had a nice little break is Brian Kilmeade, who's in his adopted hometown of Northeast Florida. Welcome home, brother.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I don't really know how I got tan. I mean, it's really, the sun is very close to the earth. I don't know if anyone has a tape measure, but I feel like it's getting closer.
It's hot down here, isn't
right.
it?
Right. It's a little hot. And I got one. I have a Jeep, and I have that retractable top. Mm-hmm. So then maybe that's it. I'm saying to myself, I'm getting a breeze, but perhaps I'm getting sun. I'm going to have to reevaluate this.
So what did you do over the 4th?
What I did over the 4th, well, we came here. We came here on July 3rd at night. And on the 4th, we was able to see the fireworks from my backyard.
Nice.
And what did we do? We were out around about at the beach club, the Ponte Vedra Beach Club.
Nice. Yeah. I like the shoes, by the way. See those shoes?
Red,
white, and blue.
He's got his little red, white pop.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We need to put those up on social media.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. You missed the dog yesterday, by the way. Christine brought her a little
puppy. What kind of dog?
He's a mutt. We think he's a Dutch Shepherd and Border Collie.
Wow.
So.
Well, it's going to be a great watchdog. Do you have sheep?
Not at the moment.
Great, great with herds. And also, they're going to bark a lot.
I'm worried about that. Although he was super quiet yesterday.
He didn't make a noise here. He was here from 4 a.m. until whenever you left. But
about 12:30 and he sat right there.
Maybe you guys were well-behaved. Maybe you should give yourselves credit.
Yeah, I think we were pretty well-behaved yesterday. He's a news
hound. He's a news
hound. Exactly. How are your pups doing?
I
you lost one in the last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have Apollo is 8, and we have Willow's 2. Does not like fireworks. And will hide in anyone's closet. I have no idea how you do this. I obviously never spent any time in Afghanistan, but it is not into loud noises. I don't know how you get over that. They just say sedate your dog, but nothing really works.
No.
You know, I don't really think it's a good thing in life. Just if you're not happy with someone's behavior, knock them out.
I agree with that.
Habit.
Well, I brought the puppy to the beach the other night so that we were kind of close to the fireworks, but not close, so that he would get accustomed to popping and noise in the background, but it wasn't right on top of us. So hopefully he'll be okay, but
and
you
maybe
have
the
no
bright
idea.
Lights. Yeah, you really never know. Do they travel with you when you come down here?
No, not unless, because I give up a day just traveling at 16 to 18 hours. Well,
so
during
you drive.
The pandemic, you could save 3 hours because no one was on the road. I got a little spoiled. But, of course, you get pulled over at the border, and they ask you things like, what city are you from? And I'm thinking to myself, what's the right answer?
Not New York.
Yeah, not New York, because the governors hated each other. It was a crazy. That's one of the crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just as you got there. In California, they said, what kind of fruit and vegetables are you stealing from us? Here in Florida, where are you from? And what do you plan on doing? And then they say, make sure you report back to us. Right. I'm going to call you and tell you where I am.
We put reporters at the rest area in Nassau County on I-95 when that was happening.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible.
Gosh, who would have thought?
Right.
Goodness gracious. All right, so a lot to get to, obviously, on the show today. And every day it seems like there's another layer to the story of the president, his mental facilities, the report yesterday about this Parkinson's doctor who's been to the White House all these different times. Former President Trump was on with Hannity last night. I'm sure you'll probably play a little bit of that audio this morning, I would think.
A couple of things. I mean, the president's smart. I saw David Axelrod's quote. He said, do you notice that President Trump hasn't said anything? Why? He does not want to steal this news cycle. It is so brutal. You notice he hasn't done any events. He doesn't want to say anything that could take any spotlight away from what's happening with the Democrats because it's the worst scenario. It's they're trying to push him out, and he's refusing to leave. It's the worst case scenario, period. What I find absolutely galling is that they're now drilling down on him. Jake Tapper doing montages and playing back his interview on Morning Joe. And I go, wait a second. We've been doing this. We've been saying this doesn't make sense. Where are his speeches? Why is everything on prompter? Why does he have stage direction on index cards? Now they're saying, why does he have stage directions on index cards? Why in the Hamptons when he's giving remarks to fundraisers in someone's living room, is there a teleprompter there? We would bring that up and say, this is a little crazy. And people say, well, you're not being nice. You're not being fair. You're being partisan. But now I watch Stephen Colbert tell him to retire. Michael Moore says he's better step aside. The editorial of the New York Times today is, you better step aside, find a way. The only way I see him doing it is the 25th Amendment. That means the vice president's got to turn on him. Can you imagine the carnage at the end of that?
It's incredible.
And I just worry about who's running the country now. I'm less concerned about 2024 November as I worry about what the world thinks and what our enemies have concluded.
Well, this is a huge stage this week, too, because it's the 75th anniversary of NATO. You have all these world leaders who are in Washington right now. The president has what's called the Big Boy News Conference, a solo news conference. That's planned, we think, Thursday.
Yeah.
Might even come during your show. I don't know if it'll be midday or if it'll be at
prime
time.
Ultimately, I have to sign off on it. I mean, it'll come through me. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. Be by himself. He's going to have kind of talking to NATO leaders who then tell you behind closed doors after that debate, yeah, he wasn't all there. I talked to him. He seemed to be distant. He blew off those meetings when the key meetings happened the day you get there and the day before you leave in these cocktail parties when you can talk frankly without staff about what really concerns you about your political future. He missed the one in Southeast Asia. He didn't go to the one and the D-Day celebration, didn't show up at the end. People talk about him being distant. I'm reading this New York Magazine story yesterday and a little bit reviewing it again today. They talk about seeing the president with such severe plastic surgery and seeming vacant. His friends saying his eyes don't look like he's there. 40% of him is not there. I mean, this is a scary thing. We're not talking about the post-presidency. We're talking about the active president of the United States with very little bench. I don't think anyone elected Tony Blinken. I don't think anyone elected Jake Sullivan to run our country. That's not what we want. I don't think. At least they should go run for election. But they're running the country in the foreign policy. It's outrageous.
Where are we going to be on August 1st?
August 1st. I don't know why.
Where's the race going to be, you think?
On August 1st? I think Trump's going to get some momentum out of the Republican National Convention, although I listened to MSNBC yesterday. They said, we have to remember not to treat this like a normal convention. He's an extreme candidate who wants to be a dictator. I'm going, oh, my goodness. This is incredible. So they'll try to find something to make Trump look unworthy. By August 1st, 2 weeks away from the Democratic National Committee, I think they'll probably have Joe Biden as nominee. I don't see him stepping aside. I mean, you watched him yesterday. He's got nowhere to go. They burned the boats at the Biden house. He's got nowhere to go, and no one can force him. If Barack Obama came to him today and says, we need you out, he'll say, no, I have 4,000 delegates that want me in. They were picked by Joe Biden. They'll have to go to the convention and turn on him. Think about what's going to be left of the party if your delegates turn on your nominee.
It's incredible.
I think they have to turn on him.
Yeah, we're living in historic times right now. We don't know what the next move is ultimately going to be. Just yesterday we were hearing with congressional Democrats returning. We hear a lot of like mid-level and lower-level Democrats. There is no senior Democrat. There is no one who's leading the effort from the Democratic Party, a leading senator who can jump in and say, this has to end.
Well, they say the Congressional Black Caucus is standing behind him.
Right.
There's 60 of them. He went to a black church where he was brought up, as you know. He basically was brought up in a black church, he continues to explain. He also was a member of the Puerto Rican community, which not really a big one in Delaware. So we don't know where that was. But he does say he was brought up in the Puerto Rican community with a black church. It's amazing. I wonder if he knew any white people growing up. I'm pretty sure he didn't. But
isn't it funny when you can see the sarcasm in his face and not necessarily like over the radio?
And then John Tester, those guys in the battleground states, the John Testers of the world, the Senator Casey's of the world that have voted with Joe Biden every step of the way, they're the ones who have to be nervous. Tammy Baldwin did not show up in Wisconsin in her hometown where the president showed up. Yeah. She wants to get another 6 years as senator there. So those ones in the battleground states will decide it. We know the Democratic caucus, all the Democrats in the House are meeting this morning at 9, and then this afternoon, the Senate.
Yeah, so it'll be a pivotal day, and all the more reason to listen to Brian Kilmeade. He's live on WOKV at 10 o'clock.
Listen to OKV all day.
Yeah,
I mean, every news break could be historic.
Say that one more time without me interrupting you. That's a promo right there.
Right. I'd say you got to stay with OKV all day because every news break could be historic. How's that?
I like it.
And it was unprompted. It was not on the prompter. I could be president.
Let's break from politics. Jaguars record this year.
I haven't looked at the schedule.
It's AFC South.
I say 10 wins.
I'd
say the guys, another year with a great coach, another year with Trevor Lawrence, finally got security. That he was going anywhere.
And he's going to be a dad? He's going to be a girl daddy.
So I'm playing pickleball. I thought 9 o'clock. What's so perfect time? It was only 110, but it was great workout. And this woman comes up to me and says, "Are you Brian Kimmel?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I watch you all the time. You might know my son-in-law." I go, "Who? I think it's you or somebody." He's like, "Trevor Lawrence." So I was playing with his mother-in-law, and I look like his sister. You know, look like his, for me, she was about 6 foot and blonde. Maybe I'm generalizing. And they were playing pickleball.
Were they any good?
You know, good point. In case I do run across them, I should have scouted. But I didn't think they were that good.
Okay.
But you know what?
They're
the
listening.
Effort was there. 100% effort was there.
Are you good?
But I'm getting better. I think people are remarking how good I could have been had pickleball been invented when I was in my prime. But I you know, I think it's good. In the beginning, I go, "Wow, this is kind of a simple game," but it's really it's as good a game as you can play.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the thing that's so good about pickleball is anyone can play. But the thing that's interesting about pickleball is to get good is like anything else.
Yeah.
It's like a religion, though.
Do you guys do it?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but we did play-by-play. You remember Mal Washington, Malvi Washington?
Yeah.
He lives in Jacksonville. He's got the Youth Foundation here, and we did a first ever the Smoothie King Crown Cup not that long ago, and so it was a pickleball tournament.
Really?
And, of course, he's a almost U.S. Open champion, and he's a semifinalist and Wimbledon runner-up. I mean, incredible athlete. He is so competitive, and to see these players out there,
Were you watching pros?
We were watching pros playing pickleball. It was incredible.
Tennis players resent the pickleball. Does he?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. He just...
Because they take it over the court.
He talks a pretty mean game, too.
Really?
Which is a good... He likes to trash talk. He's competitive. He wants to win.
But is it stuff that you can put on the radio? Trash talk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we keep it clean. If not, we got a
dump
button.
I know you keep it clean,
there.
But, you know, these guys want to get tough.
She doesn't.
What? How did I get thrown under the bus all of a sudden?
All right, what else coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show today? Live from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good question.
I don't even know.
We have seven guests I saw. So I know Mike Rogers is going to close us out at 11:34. We're going to be covering, number one, I'm going to talk about the NATO summit. We've got the preview ready to go. We also have... We're going to look at 2024. Trump was on yesterday. I got to tell you, too, I don't think I've said this. Donald Trump will be on with me tomorrow, 30 minutes straight. You guys don't take my first hour, so we'll bring back highlights the next hour. So he's going to be live with us at 9:06 on our radio show.
Okay.
So we'll bring that back.
Do you script questions when you talk to Trump?
I'm already getting, I got to listen to Sean's interview again, try to be a little different, because I have a pretty good source that told me he's naming the vice president Thursday. And then I'm listening last night, and I think this whole problem with Biden is making him pull back and reconsider. And I think the reconsidering might be that Youngkin's now a contender, because if he's out, Kamala Harris would be in, which means the gains, theoretically, that President Trump's making with the black vote will be gone, I think. What makes you say, okay, what states were we not being able to put into play? Well, which one do you want? If you get Youngkin, you get Virginia. No one thought that. So what do you get with J.D. Vance? What do you get with Burke? Instead of saying, do no harm, be a great vice president, be ready to be president, now he might be saying, I might need Virginia. And I'm thinking that might change things a little bit.
Hmm. Rubio?
I think he's a leading contender right now. I think he's going to be with him today at Doral. I think he's a leading contender. I was with Doug Burgum in North Dakota. You guys should all go. It's fantastic. Really. It's so cool. It feels like another country.
Yeah. Well, you're almost in Canada at that point.
But he has such a skill set. But the problem is 0 weeks on abortion, and he signed an abortion ban in the state. I don't care where you stand. Most pro-life, pro-choice person in the world. The country's not there yet. And you could lose like you've lost in different states in those Senate races. And I think that worries him. I asked him about it, and he said, I signed it because my legislature handed it to me. That's what the people in North Dakota wanted. But I think Trump sees 0 weeks. Mm. And he's putting that out of the platform. He's happy he delivered the elimination of Roe v. Wade, but is determined to turn it over to the states and worried about the impact after 2022.
A lot coming up on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Refreshed and
answer,
ready
right?
to go.
That was pretty much, I could tell.
It wasn't too long.
I think he's upset I was a little long.
No, I think
he
the guy on
no
the other side
face.
Of the glasses a little bit. He's like, what clock? He's
are
like,
you kidding? We have no rules here anymore.
Oh, really? There's no rules?
No.
He's breaking stuff left and right. swearing and laughing and
not swearing.
Well, thanks to my studio, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I hope I don't break it.
Yeah,
good. I'm right down the road.
All right, we'll be listening live and local. Brian Kilmeade in his adopted hometown of Northeast Florida.
I brought my own refreshments because I couldn't be sure that Rich was going to get me.
We have a coffee cup for you.
Oh, you, a coffee cup?
Got you all.
It doesn't have coffee in it, but
you don't even drink coffee, do you?
Oh, well, I'll have a cup once in a while.
We have tea.
Coffee doesn't really penetrate anymore. It doesn't really lift me up. What else you got?
What else you got?
Right.
We'll talk about that off the air. Okay. Brian Kilmeade, in his adopted hometown of Jacksonville, coming up at 10 o'clock on WOKV.
I just stand the whole time. It's unbelievable.
Oh, wine or wine, wine, wine.
Get to Smoothie King today and try the new blueberry, raspberry, or watermelon lemonade smoothies. They're all made with real fruit, real juice, and no bad stuff. Just check out the no-no list at smoothieking.com. Try the new lemonade smoothies at Smoothie King today.